presentation is on achieving newborn policy change through research and partnerships in Mali, Pakistan, and Bolivia. And before I start, I really want to acknowledge the people who really made the changes. Huli Diara in Mali, Dr. Aman Khan from Pakistan, Berta Puli in Bolivia, Steve Wall, who's our neonatologist at Saving Newborn Lives, Usma, Salim, and Jiang. Quick outline. I'm going to give a background on the Saving Newborn Lives program, as well as a background on newborn health. And then I'm going to give the case studies from Africa, Asia, and Latin America, showing how operations research, together with advocacy and partnership, have led to policy and program change in these countries. And then I'm going to give some lessons learned. In 2000, Save the Children received this grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation called the Saving Newborn Lives Program. And we're now in phase two, actually, with the mandate to improve newborn health in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. Every year, 4 million newborns die. By newborn, we're talking about the first 28 days. This represents 40% of child deaths. So for the past few decades, a lot of focus has been on maternal health or on child survival, but not a lot of focus was on the newborn. And in order to achieve the Millennium Development Goals, we have to address the newborn. From this graph, we can see the blue is child mortality trends. So for the past few decades, child mortality, which is deaths under 5 years, there has been progress. But if you look at the purple and the pink, you can see that not a lot of progress has been made. So in order to reduce child mortality by two-thirds by 2015, which is Millennium Development Goal number 4, and also to improve maternal health, we need to address the newborn. Where are newborns dying? 99% of newborns are in developing countries. Here we see the countries that we're focusing on today. And what I want to highlight here is just Mali and Pakistan. You can see have very high neonatal mortality rates, 57. Bolivia, it's a little lower, or a lot lower. But if you look at the neonatal mortality rate as a percent of under 5 mortality, it's comparable to Mali and Pakistan. It's 42%. Here I'm highlighting the key newborn interventions, and you'll notice that this is the full continuum of care. So you have the maternal health interventions as well as the intrapartum, but what Saving Newborn Lives is focusing on is that is the missing pieces. So immediate and early postnatal care have really not been focused on. And these interventions, some of them are very simple, like promoting drying and warming to prevent hypothermia, or clean umbilical cord care. This is merely a framework for this presentation, showing that program learning and operations research together, working synergistically with advocacy and partnership, lead to policy and program change, which, when implemented at scale, lead to a reduction in neonatal mortality and morbidity. What are some of the key inputs for newborn policy and program change? For operations research, Saving Newborn Lives found that providing the evidence was really important. We had to show how we can make change. What are the key interventions for newborn health? We needed to develop and adapt tools for newborn health interventions. And we trained health workers, community health workers, policymakers, and created awareness about the newborn. On advocacy and partnerships, we created newborn working groups. We collaborated with existing networks. We mobilized key stakeholders, especially the Ministry of Health, NGOs, multilaterals, bilaterals, to build ownership and plan for impact at scale. We advocated to prioritize newborn health and increase visibility, and we leveraged funding. So this was some of the background, and now I'm going to focus on the case studies. starting with Pakistan and one of their really successful programs. This was the maternal and neonatal tetanus campaign. The Pakistan team conducted formative research and found that women were very suspicious of the tetanus vaccinations for numerous reasons, and they were also uncomfortable with male vaccinators. So this helped to develop the strategy. They developed communication tools, they trained lady health workers. This was the first time that lady health workers were allowed to vaccinate women. And this resulted in neonatal tetanus cases being cut in half. So it was highly successful. And it was successful because the team partnered with the Ministry of Health, who implemented the program, and got funding, leveraged funding through JICA, UNICEF, WHO. Some of the policy and program outcomes: more resources have been mobilized. Lady health workers are officially recognized as able to provide injectable tetanus vaccinations. And this lady health worker program, I have to mention, is a national program, and there are actually 90,000 lady health workers in Pakistan, and they're scaling up even more, I think, to 110,000. And this program has extended outside of the lady health worker program, where they're now being used with the EPI program to provide other immunizations. Another activity I want to highlight from Pakistan is the HALA intervention trial. This was a study that tested a newborn care package. They used the lady health worker program, and the results showed that there was a reduction in 20% in neonatal mortality. So one of the reasons why this was successful was they used the lady health worker program, and thereby were able to influence the national maternal, newborn, and child care package, and also the lady health worker package. So now in Pakistan, the lady health worker program has a newborn component. Moving on to Africa, in Mali, a newborn care package was tested in Bougouni. They conducted research, developed tools, trained personnel, and demonstrated that newborn health could be improved. You can hear some of the comments at the bottom from mothers. The baby's color was better when bathing was delayed. The umbilical cord falls off more quickly when left to air. The activities in Mali, and this one that I highlighted in the last slide, wasn't the only activity. There were a lot of other research studies done. This was successful because they involved the Ministry of Health from the beginning, involving them in developing the tools and adopting the tools. And they advocated for the newborn at all levels, from the national level of policymakers down to the households and the grandmothers, who, from another study, found that grandmothers were very influential in changing behavior. We're very excited. UNICEF has taken this model and is scaling this up to 75% of the population. And the newborn is also included in national policies. Latin America. In Bolivia, a newborn health package was tested. It was conducted through PROCOSI, which was a network of 36 NGOs. So this was mainly done through four NGOs to show success, and then was expanded to the other NGOs. Developed a manual, guide, flip charts, clean delivery kits, conducted home visits, group meetings, and health festivals. And there was a lot of community mobilization, a lot of awareness creation. And the results showed that there was an increase in immediate breastfeeding, postnatal care, antenatal care, knowledge of danger signs, care during delivery. Simultaneously, the Bolivia team also worked with the national policies and the national programs, which were the IMCI program, the Integrated Management of Childhood Illness program, developed the community-based program, but also helped develop and train the clinical neonatal IMCI program. And this was done in partnership with the Ministry of Health. The Bolivia team created the Newborn Alliance, and they worked with numerous partners, PAHO, UNFPA, UNICEF, again, PRECOCI, CARE, BASICS. The Newborn Agenda was also advocated for in the Safe Motherhood Group, also in the Child Survival Alliance. So the policy outcomes for Bolivia, PRECOCI has trained other NGOs. Clinical and Community Neonatal IMCI has been scaled up by MOH, by the Ministry of Health, the Pan American Health Organization, UNICEF, and World Bank. The Ministry of Health has introduced newborn interventions and indicators into national health plans, including the Bolivia's National Plan, Safe Motherhood and Birth Plan, and the Under 5 National Plan. Also, the insurance, the National Insurance Plan, which didn't include newborn interventions, now includes the newborn, and that it's basically free services. So what were some of the lessons learned? Some of the challenges. In Bolivia, there were numerous political changes. So Berta Pule laughs and says, we just had to advocate with everyone. We had to advocate with the people in power and the people who we thought maybe would be the next people in power. Competing priorities. The last presentation in this room was about HIV and malaria. You know, we know those two are always high on the agenda, so that's always a challenge. Human resources in, actually, again, Bolivia, in 1 year there was a 30% change in staff turnover, which means you have to train everyone over again. And then translating partnerships and advocacy from the global level to the country level. A lot of times we're advocating with UNICEF or WHO, you know, at that level, but it doesn't always translate to partnerships and priorities for newborn health in country. Some of the keys to success in newborn policy and program change. Saving Newborn Lives found that developing an advocacy strategy, being very strategic and planning an advocacy strategy was very important. But then at the same time, it was important to be flexible and take advantage of opportunities that came along. If someone was interested in newborn health, you know, we weren't going to miss that opportunity. It was important to mobilize key stakeholders from the beginning to involve the Ministry of Health in the planning stages, in the research, in the dissemination, to build ownership so that they would then take this up and scale up. We found that it was also very important to gain consensus on newborn evidence between partners and between scientific societies and the Ministry of Health. And also consistent messages. We had to advocate for the same message, you know, in various avenues, in various media, and at the different levels. So again, I just want to conclude with this slide showing how the importance of creating the evidence, developing the tools, building capacity, at the same time working in partnership with the key stakeholders and advocacy and in order to create policy and program change, which then can lead to scaling up the successful program and thereby reducing newborn mortality.